Period 4. Activity 4. Salah al-Din lived from 1138 to 1193, and he was one of the great men of his time. We still remember his name with great respect today. He was a brave and intelligent leader who won many battles. He also brought peace to his people, and he often showed that he could be fair to his enemies as well as his friends. Salah al-Din began life in Tikrit in modern Iraq, but later he lived in Damascus, at the centre of the Muslim world. At that time, there was a lot of fighting between Muslims. Worst of all, the Crusaders had taken Jerusalem many years before, in 1099, and it was still in their hands. Salah al-Din was very religious, and as a young man, he wanted to do two great things. He wanted to bring the Muslim world together, and he also believed that he should free Jerusalem from the Crusaders. He started doing the first of these things in 1169, when he helped to win back Cairo for Damascus. 2 years later, in 1171, he became the ruler of Egypt. Then, 3 years after that, he took over Yemen and large parts of North Africa in 1174. Following that, he immediately turned to Syria. He started to take over this very important part of the Muslim world in the same year, and he continued to do this area by area until he became ruler of all of Syria in 1182. From 1182, Salah al-Din started to turn to his other great plan, to defeat the Crusaders and take Jerusalem.